fucking audio about what's been going on.
Yeah, don't.
Right, we're here outside the building. There's loads of cops after coming out of a building. I don't know what's going on.
Tell us what's been going on.
We were standing there trying to get a bed and a security guard comes up and tells us to get out.
And this is the homeless community.
The homeless community, we've been living in there 6 months. They're coming, they're saying to get a picture. Phil! Get them out, Phil! Phil!
These people, the fact that the homeless have found a building, found a home in one of their community, died a few nights ago.
Yeah,
and now they're being forced back out in the streets.
We've been forced out in the streets after our friends died.
So more people have been put out to the out of death.
Every human being. So if it takes us, Clover Hill, here I fucking come. Gladly, because I'll have a bed. I'll have a bed.
Could you just tell us what's gone on for the last 5 minutes here for people who are listening on radio?
Okay, the guards went into the house, and as soon as there was nobody in there.
There's two different houses.
Well, you can get into it through this building here. There's a few ways in and out.
Okay, this is where outside, just explain, we're outside Cláiste an old Cláiste school.
And the guards went into the main door of the old school.
Right.
And as soon as they went in, all the protesters had gotten out through other exits.
Right.
And they padlocked the door with the guards inside. And there's only a small, jokey kind of a padlock, about an inch.
But it wasn't taken very jokey by some people.
No, they turned up with a massive big bolt cutter, the kind that you'd use down at Shannon Airport to get through the fence.
Yeah.
And they took this poor little padlock off the door, and they all came out fairly shamefaced.
And at the moment, it looks like there's about 10 guards in uniform. There's some more undercover. There was detectives who came up originally, yeah?
Yeah, the detectives came up originally in an unmarked
bolt cutters and whatever other machines they have.
That turned up in the other car. And a very interesting moment when an undercover guard turned up in a corn t-shirt was met with cries of gothic. You're just a goth.
Could have even had a piercing.
It could have been. We didn't check his body, but he could have had a piercing.
But can you just explain, like, there's about 60, no, there's probably about 100 people outside here now, probably 15 of which are cops. What's this all about? What's been going on?
Well, basically, it's street scene trying to organise the homeless to activate for themselves. And in light of the fact that recently, somebody died actually on the streets 2 hours ago, and in the last week there's been another death on the streets. The people who came here are either homeless who just want somewhere to sleep for the night, a bed for the night, and their supporters, so like myself and yourself, of course.
Yeah. So the fact that people are dying in the streets, the fact that the government isn't doing enough to sort this problem, they've taken their own initiative to solve the problem, i.e. people are dying, it's getting colder and colder, there's a building left empty and they've taken it to house themselves.
Exactly.
Make a home.
Exactly, and the greatest irony is somebody pointed out that they believe the building is part of what was the waxworks, and it's owned by, we believe, it's owned by Senator Johnny Cassidy, and he wants to turn it into a hotel for those who can pay for their beds for the night.
Which is more that this whole Celtic Tiger, rich, it's great, and if you're poor, you're fucked.
Well, apparently the
Or if you're in the distressful situation.
Well, the Celtic Tiger apparently eats not only its young, but its poor, and its homeless, and its disaffected.
And it looks like there's more undercover coming out. So there's actually quite a few cops who are looking around. So, but have they gone in to try to forcibly evict the homeless back on the street so that more might die? Is that?
That's what they did, but the homeless got out before the cops actually got in there.
Okay.
Little bit of strategic planning there.
Well, I suppose the fact that those deaths didn't go into the mainstream media in the last few days. There's another thing about this, the fact that the media don't even highlight what's going on.
Oh, the media aren't covering it, but it's always covered in Street Scene, the newspaper put out by the homeless.
Okay. And some of the other alternative media, like Indie Media or the Radio Network.
And Indie Media are excellent for that, for highlighting it.
But hopefully this action might further highlight the fact that people are dying, and it's getting freezing, like snow fell for the first time 2 days ago, like, so.
Oh yeah, I mean I'm standing here wrapped up in a coat, a scarf, gloves and a hat, and I'm still shaking. I can't imagine what it's like to actually bed down on a cold frozen pavement.
Yeah.
And I believe some of the people who died earlier this year in the cold snap just after Christmas, last Christmas,
yeah,
had to be scraped off the streets. They had actually frozen onto the pavement.
I see. Well, it's a sad thing, but it's, I suppose, if you can find out about it, the fact that people, you know, they believe that they can solve this problem, and they have been taking action for months now. Like, this is a part of the whole strategy.
Yeah, and they do have support. I mean, John Burman was here earlier, and Joan Collins obviously turned up as well. And there's a lot of people who are activists from other disciplines, as it were, who turned up to support these people.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not a mainstream media event until somebody dies on the doorstep of Leinster House.
News, and then that's it. Yeah.
And as well,
like, there's international folks on this, like, homeless activists. Communities worldwide are looking what's going on in Ireland, and they're really being inspired by the kind of activities that the homeless are, just the initiative that they've taken on themselves.
Yeah, this strikes me a lot like the drug problem in the inner city in the early 80s, when we saw kids going around with bags of glue and everyone was saying, oh, they're going to end up taking heroin. The homelessness issue won't strike home with the Irish people until it starts affecting those who are considered middle class, until people start finding that they can't pay their mortgage and it's families who are put out on the streets. Meanwhile, an awful lot of innocent people have to die because of something we can amend, homelessness.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks for your input. Nora, would you like to say... No? Okay, well, listen.
Good job.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, thanks very much anyway, and we'll see how this will progress.
Yeah.